This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the rain is not here, which is great. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live at Citizens Bank Park. Yeah, no, Hugh, no rain. It's cloudy. And a little windy, but it's kind of warm. And right now, no rain. Let's keep this up all the way through the game.
Yeah,
today.
I got a weather report that said the rain's not going to come in. It's not going to be real heavy till like 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock. As long as we get the game in before six, we'll be fine.
I think we'll be good. With the pitch clock, we're in and out of here in 2.5 hours. Yeah. No worries there. 3:05 first pitch. We're live at Citizens Bank Park, broadcasting from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. Of course, on the air and on YouTube. You can check us out on YouTube live every day, 6A to 6P. WIP now streaming live on YouTube. Check out our page, 94 WIP, on YouTube. All right, so, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines on the tush push.
Tush.
And it sounds like the ban is certainly possible. We're trying to count up the votes, right? We need 9 votes against this. If we get 24, votes to push this out,
yeah,
it's going to be gone. Yeah, we're good. We're in trouble. So we're counting the votes and trying to see which coaches are maybe leaning the Eagles' way. We'll continue that later in the show. Devin Caney's going to join us. We will have for you coming up at noon a pair of tickets to the Phillies and the Rockies Thursday after. We'll tell you how you can win those coming up in just a minute. Devin's going to join us. We'll have the guys from the afternoon show at 1 for a longer crossover because their show today is kind of taken by the Phillies. And Big Game Dante, our anthem singer, later in the show.
Big Game Dante.
To start the season off the right way. But, Hugh, the Phillies are 2-1 on the season. What hit you the most from the first three games?
They got the 2 wins. There's a lot of similarities to last year. I get that. But that was it. Hey, man, you got to start somewhere. And, the big story, what everybody's talking about, the dismantling of the daycare.
Mm.
Everybody being all serious and whatnot. I look at it like this, man. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that as a player, you look at some of the similarities that you're having from last year, and you want to make sure that you stay locked in. It's great that you won. It's great that you got out to a 2-1 start. But I looked across the ledger. Dodgers, what, 6-0?
I think 5. Because they won the 2 in Japan.
Yeah,
they might as well be 6-0. They'll probably win the next game.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, that's pretty impressive.
Of course.
And when you look at that, your biggest thing right now is, and I'm not looking ahead, but as a player, you see some of the similarities from last year, and you know how most fans feel. They're looking at the postseason. Because, I got my hands crossed right now, people are saying, well, I'm not impressed. They look like they did last year. People are saying it. They look early. They can't hit lefties. They're relying on the big bopper all the time and all this other good stuff. So it's a lot of similarities last year. So people are just waiting to see what happened. But as a player, You look at that and you try to every day improve. So there's no room for celebration.
Let's,
that's kind of how I look at it.
Let's listen to Bryce's thought. Hugh, you mentioned the daycare having to grow up here. It was interesting. Stott after the game Saturday, Stott had a big game Saturday, a double and a home run. That home run really kind of sort of changed that game on Saturday, and the Phillies ran away and won that one for the second win in the series. Let's hear Stott Saturday after the game talking about how the daycare, it's kind of time to grow up here.
Are you guys not doing the post-game water celebration?
No, Marsh left yesterday, so I was like, okay, I guess I'm not doing it either, so I guess we'll see.
But it's not like you decided
not yet.
It does, and I don't know if this was actually a vocal thing that it's time for them to grow up, but I feel like they're at the point in their careers where they understand, like, it's put up or shut up time, and as the rest of the team, the core of the team, gets a little bit older. And it's just natural that if the stars maybe take a little step back collectively, they need those other guys, right? The Stotts, the Marshes, the Bohms, to take a step up. And then it all kind of evens out.
Well, I think it's more businesslike. I just think it's a more businesslike approach. I think last year, you know, you got off to the start that you wanted and it was all kumbaya and everything was excited. I think the reality of the situation has weighed on a lot of people. They didn't change anything. Alec Bohm's name was mentioned a lot in the offseason as far as trade rumors and things of that nature. That don't go away. When you know that you're one of the cats that they were seriously thinking about trade, I mean seriously, and you didn't get traded and you're still here, that's a different kind of weight. Now you're expected – your board's expected of you. So you have to go out there – and 162 games, you have to be locked in for all of them because you know, I mean, as a player, you know what last year's outcome was.
Yep.
And you know how the season started. So every day that you go out there, you're trying to make sure that you're getting ready for the end of the season. Not so much the beginning. You want to do well during the course of the season, but you get ready for the end, and you want to stay locked in for that.
So the daycare hits you the most. Here's what hit me. The pitching for this team, it's going to be really good, but Luzardo could take it to another level. Rhea mentioned him when she was on with us a few minutes ago. I thought he was electric. And, Hugh, I wasn't sure we were getting. Like, in theory, Luzardo's a great pickup, right? Because 2 years ago he was really good, and he's still young. But last year he had a back issue, and he pitched to a 5 ERA. And then in spring training his numbers weren't great. So I went into it with, let me see what he does, right?
Yeah.
If he's the guy he was 2 years ago, it is an awesome pickup for the Phillies. And I love what I saw on Saturday. He had 11 strikeouts in 5 innings. And yeah. Rhea's right. He brought a little energy to the mound. Like, he was, like, pumping his fist after a strikeout. He seems like a guy that is going to be – he's going to love pitching here because he played for the A's and the Marlins in his career so far. He strikes me as someone who's probably never played or pitched in front of a huge crowd in a huge game.
And this place is going to get the jump.
Yeah, and I think the people are going to love him, and he's going to love being here. I loved what I saw. Nola – look, I'm not going to get bent out of shape. One bad start, couple home runs. We know what Nola
is. I mean, he was doing his thing into that fourth inning, and then it just got out of hand for him.
Yeah,
Look,
if he has a bad month, then I'll start to worry a little bit. But I Aaron Nola has been for a lot of years very similar to what he always is. I'm not that worried about it. As far as the bats against the lefties, Hugh, that's a good point, and it's one you called it a copycat league. Teams are going to – like that starter yesterday for the Nationals, he's actually their fifth starter, but they started him in the third game so he could face the Phillies.
Yeah.
Teams realize that the Phillies could be susceptible against lefties because Marsh doesn't hit lefties, Stott hasn't hit lefties much. And until Turner comes back – and by the way, Turner not in the lineup today – and until Real Muto gets going and Castellanos, they're going to struggle against lefties.
Just like the Tush Bush is called a competitive edge. Everybody's trying to get one. So if you want to start your lefty, you want to change the order up just because you're playing the Phillies because you know that they're struggling against the lefty.
Yep.
Know what you have to do as a Philly? You got to make them pay.
You do, and that they need those right-handed bats to make them pay. Kyle, what hit you the most from the Phillies over the weekend? 2-1 here as they get ready for the home opener here today.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to rub some people the wrong way with this one. Mm-hmm. But Kyle Schwarber continues to prove that he's the true and best leadoff hitter for this baseball team. I mean, he's jumping all over everything. He's been the Phillies' best hitter so far to start the season. He's batting like .385. And, I mean, it's, I guess, circumstantial that Trey Turner being out of the lineup has forced him to have to be up there for like, every game so far. I mean, it's just been two more that Trey normally would have been the leadoff. But, I mean, Kyle Schwarber's just crushing the baseball. And you can see that when the guys at the bottom of the lineup are getting on base, then there's still plenty of RBI opportunities for Kyle Schwarber at the leadoff spot. And everyone gets obsessed with the home runs in the four hole. I mean, he hit a three-run home run when guys at the bottom of the lineup got on base. So I'm still pushing the Kyle Schwarber leadoff agenda.
Well, he'll be there today. Phillies lineup here. Schwarber leading off at DH. Bohm sitting second today at third. Harper at first batting third. Realmuto back in the lineup. He had the foot, he bruised his foot Saturday, didn't play yesterday. Mm-hmm. So JT's catching batting fourth today. Kepler in left field batting fifth. Castellanos sixth in right field. Stott seventh at second base. Marsh eighth in center. And then Mundo Sosa batting ninth playing shortstop. So that's back-to-back games, or actually three games now, that Trey Turner in a row won't play.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's kind of weird, the Turner thing here, because at first it said back spasm Saturday, but then he said that it started out as a hip thing and became back spasm. So this is three straight games he'll miss. They're off tomorrow. If he's back in the lineup Wednesday, no big deal. Let's just all move forward. If he's not there Wednesday, I'm going to have a little concern.
Sound like a little sciatica to me, because that's where it really starts. It's like, as y'all can see me on camera, it's like at the top of your butt cheek, right? I'm assuming that's where it's at, because that's where I have mine. It's like at the top of my butt cheek, and every now and then it go up my back. So that's probably what it is.
Now, could you play through it, or is it like when you had?
When I was younger, but not now.
Well, you know, you're not in your prime anymore.
Yeah, I ain't about to do that.
You were telling me about some bad guac you had this weekend.
No, I thought it was bad guac. It was
this guy used to rack up sacks in the NFL. On a break, he's telling me he had some guac this week and almost died.
No. Kyle, it was,
Hugh Douglas it was, is not the guy he used to be.
We've lost him.
It was Greek yogurt. But here's the kicker, though. When I started eating it, it tasted funny. But I didn't sprint it like halfway through the guac. And I'm like, this guac might be bad.
Are you telling me that you mistook Greek yogurt for guac?
No, it was Greek yogurt that had guacamole in it. Well, no, wait a minute. It was guacamole.
It was part of the ingredients.
But Greek yogurt, it was made with Greek yogurt.
For the creaminess.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But he ate half the thing before he knew what he ate.
I was hungry, and I'm eating it, right? And I'm like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, damn, this guac don't taste right. And I was like, this guac is bad. Yeah, because I was hungry. And I was like, this guac is bad. I'm about to die. And then I looked at the label, and it said guacamole made with Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell does that?
Did you buy it yourself?
I bought it.
You didn't look at the label.
Because it was guacamole.
Blaming others?
This is how you became plant-based, Hugh. You didn't read the label.
It was guacamole. It was guacamole.
It's like when you bought the butter. Okay. You became plant-based because you didn't read the label.
First of all, this is why I get overwhelmed when I go in the store. Because I was at the Trader Joe's, and I said, I want some guac and chips. They got all this guac over there. It's guac.
But it's labeled.
It said guacamole.
And I'm sure at some point it said the Greek.
Well, it was off to the right of the thing.
Okay.
And I'm eating it, and I'm like, this ain't that good. I mean, it's an acquired taste. Because obviously somebody.
It sounds disgusting.
Somebody's eating it. It was. It was not good.
Fanatic,
but I was hungry.
The fanatic just rolled up.
Fanatic just rolled up and flashed us.
Yep.
This ain't Mardi Gras. This ain't
he's in mid-season form. He's ready to go. All right, 215-592-9494. I think it is ironic, by the way, that we are sitting in our broadcast booth. Right, do you see what food stand is right across from us?
What's that?
The plant-based
greens
food stand.
Greens and grains?
Yeah, that's plant.
That wasn't there before.
No, it was. It's the last couple
it was?
Years. But that's
it,
that you.
That
plant-based
you. Red Charger was not
that's
there last year.
Now that is not. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Your thoughts on the Tush Push. Angry, annoyed, disappointed. Where do you come down as the Tush Push could be less than a day away from getting banned? And your biggest take on the Phillies over the weekend here. James in Southwest Philly. What's up, James?
Yeah, I want to say about the Tush Push real fast. If they're going to ban the Tush Push, then they should ban the defense jumping over the line of scrimmage. They should ban that. And I think they should keep it. They just mad. They just mad, boo-hoo, because the Eagles run it better than anybody else. And I'm going to say this real quick. They talk about the injury factor. How come Jalen Hurts never got hurt and he's on the bottom of it?
Well, there's never been – James, with that, there's no data anyone gets hurt. The Eagles run it all the time.
All the time.
There's never been a debilitating injury from this. Like, we would know. Right? If the Eagles' offensive linemen were going down or Jalen got a concussion, we would all know. And guess what? If they were getting hurt, we would say stop using it as much. But that doesn't happen.
Don't happen.
That's right. Can I say something about the Phillies real fast?
Yeah, of course.
If winning is the ultimate goal, why do people get mad at the way they win? They're not going to win the way we want them to win. As long as they win, it shouldn't make a difference how they win. If they hit home runs, if they hit base hits, if they hit long ball, short ball, if winning is the ultimate goal, no matter how you get to the finish line and achieve that goal, it shouldn't make a difference.
I can answer that question.
Go ahead. Hugh's got it.
But we get mad because they don't win the way we want them to win.
Ooh, can I answer the question for you?
Yes.
Because it's eerily similar to the way that they went out last year. And I totally understand where you're coming from, but a lot of fans are looking at it like, okay, this is how it started last year. You know, survive, live and die by the long ball. And, you know, at the end of the year, the bats went cold. So we have a little bit of PTSD when it comes to that. I'm with you. I'm a win is a win guy. But I also understand how other people feel when they see that, though.
I get it, but you got to do it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If the long balls was working for them,
well, it's
they had a power outage.
That's what makes people nervous.
Yeah, well, of course. And James, good phone. I think there's just overall skepticism because they didn't change much of the team. So you wonder if the story is going to end the same, right?
Like, I can't help but to wave at people, man.
No, you can wave whatever you want.
I'm just saying.
Hugh, hold on.
This looks weird.
So for everyone watching on YouTube, Hugh's waving to a lot of people. And today makes.
They're waving.
No, today
makes.
Getting
distracted again.
Well, yeah, he is.
I'm distracted every day.
But today makes more sense to wave because over the next few hours, thousands of people will walk by here and say, and wave. In our studio, it's the same people every day.
I'm a friendly person. Not well.
No, you're not.
Yeah, don't lie.
I'm not.
What are you talking about?
Now you're being Sean McDermott.
No.
Now you're just lying to people.
No, I'll wave.
Hugh McDermott over here.
No, I'll wave.
Lying.
I just don't speak a whole lot. I'll wave, though.
This is actually form of hype.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, I'll wave, but I'm just not a fan of small talk.
I think today's the day to wave. Again, in the studio when you said hi to the people that were not there.
That was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
It was Buddy was right beside me.
The fanatic's riding by again. You can say hi to him.
No, he doing his thing.
Yeah, he's warming up. All right, let's go to Scott, King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Scott. What's
up,
going
Scott?
On?
So, I'll start with the Tush Push. So I hate the play. I've never liked the play, and I won't be upset if it goes away. But I don't think it's fair, the process in which they're choosing it. I mean, you can't just make it go away because a bunch of guys are crying about it and because they can't stop it. So while I hate the play and I don't mind if it goes away, I think there's got to be a better way to do the process than just having people vote.
Yeah, Scott, I agree. It feels like a lot of people around the NFL want it out, but they haven't come up with a unified reason why. It's like, what do we do? Injuries? Well, they came out and they said there's no data on injuries, but then McDermott's doubling down on the injuries. It doesn't make sense.
He basically said, I said what I said.
I said what I said. I don't have any data, but that's okay. We don't need that.
Yep, and while we're talking about competitive advantage, I'll switch over to the Tornado Bats. I'm pretty blown away by these. I mean, if you take a really good look at them,
They're just, if you think about how many times you see like a cue ball hit in baseball, it's pretty rare. But then think about how many times people get jammed, and the number goes up substantially. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they took about an inch off the end of the bat and just slid it towards the barrel, making the barrel bigger, but still staying within the specs of Major League Baseball. So there really isn't anything that Major League Baseball is going to be able to do, in my opinion, this year with the torpedo bats. But these bats, if they're left the way they are, they could change the game and statistics as we know them.
Yeah, so I saw some stats over the weekend, Scott, before anyone realized what was going on with the bats. And it was like the first couple days, the amount of fly balls that were becoming home runs was way higher than normal. And it was a small sample. It was like 2 days.
Yeah.
But like it was like out of control.
But it got enough. It was enough to get the people talking.
Yeah, well, but then people started to look at the Yankees part of this and the torpedo bats and a few other players. Scott, I think you're right. I think if people across the league use these all year, we could see some ridiculous home run numbers.
And just something else to think about, too. In baseball, we are always looking for a competitive advantage. I guarantee you, in fact, I know that these bats are on the way to the Phillies right now. I know that for a fact. And within 2 weeks, you're going to see players on every single team using these bats. Not every player, but you will see a few players on each team.
I agree with you, Scott. Scott, good phone call.
What are you giggling about over there?
What just happened?
Well, he's talking about the torpedo bats.
We've been talking about it all morning.
But he wants to chime in.
But he's telling us what we've been talking about.
No, hold on. Hugh, how long have we been doing this?
Okay, fine.
He just wants to give his take.
I'm just, Kyle, we had a whole conversation about this week.
I mean, hold on. We're on the air for 4 hours, and some people might be tuning in and out.
Okay,
they might not know if something's been said.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You're right.
This happens every single day.
But you know.
Why was it so jarring to you?
But no, because it's like we did our homework a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you saying like Scott does his homework too?
No, but we. Okay, fine. You're right, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on.
It's just you know it's just one of them situations where we talked about it and you telling me what we just talked about.
Well, he just wanted to give his take. Let me ask you a question, because he brought something to the table a little bit different.
What did he bring up?
Well,
he
thinks, and I think we all agree, that this is probably going to be on every team pretty quickly, right?
Okay.
But then he went to...
Will you stop?
Let me
work
something. I'm being a little nudge today. I'm sorry.
We repeat ourselves constantly.
This is you.
No, I don't.
This is you.
Yes, we do.
That's who this is. All right, hold on. He kind of led us down the path that what if... Because baseball has approved of this, and they're not going to be able to change anything until next year. Like, let's say next year they say, maybe this wasn't a good idea. Are we prepared as fans for a wild season of a ton of home runs? Because that certainly could happen.
If I'm not mistaken, because a lot of the stories were scoring was down, home runs was down, right, in Major League Baseball last year, just like scoring was down in NFL. This is good for the game.
So you like this?
Well, this is what happened because – When we were talking about it, it was a story that popped, and I was like, huh, the timing of this is phenomenal, because initially everybody thought that this was something that just happened. It didn't. This they had these bats last year.
But now
more people are using them, and it's great for the game because that was the whole story all weekend long, and it's not illegal. So I don't see if it's anything that's bringing eyes to baseball in a time where, you know, people aren't really watching as much, then how can it be bad?
So you're a Chick Sting the long ball guy.
Didn't people want to watch baseball because of the long
ball? Listen, that was when I was a kid, was the steroid era. That was when I became a fan. I like home runs. I think this is good for baseball, but there's two sides to it. One, it's great. The Phillies probably hit more home runs, but if you're Aaron Nola, you're probably like, bleep, I give up a lot of home runs anyway, and now these guys are going to have torpedo bats.
Who was the guy that the Yankees were playing that got rocked? He didn't have a problem with it.
Oh, Cortez? But
I will say this. He looked like – who was the old coach – who was the coach that was for Jacksonville said Duval that looked crazy when his eyes – he got the – no, the
Cohen.
Coach that had the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the coach, He kind of looked like he had the crash, like he was punch drunk after. Well, after they hit so many.
If they're hitting home run after home run, you probably feel punch drunk. Kyle, you like this? If we get a season where the torpedo bats lead to a crazy amount of home runs, you in or you out?
I guess I'm in. I just wonder if some of these guys are kind of going to use it as more of a crutch as opposed to trying to improve their game in that aspect. Like, I think about a guy like Alec Boehm, who we'd like to see more home runs out
sure.
of. It feels like this is just something that he might want to lean on this season, and then if they ban it, then what's he going to do? So I don't know. That's sort of where my head goes with it.
I don't think that they're going
to
ban it, though.
So to Scott's point, the cat is out of the bag for this year. I doubt they'd be able to do it. Like, if it becomes too much, maybe next year they say, hey, let's fix this. But it sounds like we are in the torpedo bat era.
I tell you what, and this is how I look at it, because it's all about revenue, right? And they make a ton of money in baseball. If the torpedo bats will get the average person to watch because they want to see if it changes.
Well, that was the steroid era. They let steroids go for years.
How was that a bad thing?
I don't think it is. It will. The game will be different. I mean, it will. It'll
and
be
you have
scoring.
Some old folks that's going to be mad about, oh, it ain't the game. Nah, dog, it ain't supposed to be. The folks that watch the game that you watch dying. They dead. They dying off. I mean, it's the truth. The baseball has been losing fans for years, and now they're trying to figure out ways to bring young fans in. If this is the way to do it, then why not?
Well, a couple years ago, they intentionally changed the game with the pitch clock and the bases
and the
to do this.
Bigger bases that. So if this inadvertently brings more fans to the game, then why not?
Listen, I'm in. But I do think if it hits the way it hit this weekend, it will change the game. There will be more runs. There will be more home runs.
And people are going to watch. Because most people say – that baseball is a slow game. So now if you're having a game where a bunch of guys got these torpedo bats and they're just launching them out the park, you don't think people are going to watch
that?
Yeah,
no, they will. No,
and to see the pitchers melt down and start complaining about the torpedo bats, you don't think nobody wants to see that?
Yeah. Now, I'm in. But we need to be prepared. Aaron Nola might set the record for most home runs allowed. He allows 30 home runs anyway. Now we got torpedo bats. All right, 215-5.
Yeah, Adam Gase. That's what we were.
Oh, Adam Gase. 215-592-9494. That's the hop on the phone lines here. Tush Push, your reaction to the idea this could be banned tomorrow. I'm angry about it. Huge disappointment. Where do you come down? We will, of course, keep talking to Phillies. We're here at the home opener. Devin Caney will join us at 12:30. Afternoon show will hop in at 1 for a crossover. Big game Dante in a little while for the national anthem. And I'll get to another observation I had following everything that happened this weekend with the Phillies. Plus, right now, let's give you guys a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Phillies-Rockies on Thursday. Caller number 3 to our contest line, 215-988-1258. That's the contest line, 215-988-1258. Wins the tickets. Caller number 3 right now, pair of tickets, Phillies-Rockies on Thursday. We're live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air, and you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. In your backyard, a juicy marinated tenderloin is on the grill from Hatfield, of course. And over on the flat top, of course you have some Hatfield bacon sizzling to perfection. Now that's the spring that I'm talking about, longer days and food with family and friends. Run to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.